Blog Talk Radio.
This is Diva Mag. Thank you for tuning in to the Diva Mag Show. I'm your host, Diva Mag. You all, today we're talking about here what is really going on. You know, the world that we're living in, do we realize what's really going on around us, in front of us, behind us in this world? Now, this show will expound on the world we're living in and the truth about it. What happens when we are faced with the reality while still focusing on the fantasy? Can we now truly differentiate between what's real and what's not anymore when the real has become so fake? Here on the DMX Show, you just now tuning in, we're talking about what is really going on in this world that we live in. And what I want to do is I expect to start to show off with a scripture reading. Understand that prayer, and I believe in praying daily, because the world that we live in, we have to pray to make it through. We have to pray for our mind. We have to pray for peace of mind. We have to pray for a stable mind living in this world. And that's why we cannot deal with reality, what's really going on in front of us. And sometimes we have a facade. You know, we put on this facade. And what facade is an outward experience that is maintained to conceal a less pleasant or credible reality. So a lot of times we put on a facade pretending that things are okay when they really are not. And eventually what happens with putting on a facade, it takes work to do that. And then what happens after that is that after working so hard to keep this facade up, you become depressed in maintaining this facade. Now, when I talk about prayer, to understand that today you can pray a prayer that will change your internal life. Understanding that prayer brings about change, and we have to believe in that prayer that we pray and believe that God will answer our prayers, even though times have come. Even myself, and let me just speak on my behalf, that even times I went through my storm and not understanding why I was not getting anywhere, why I was still weathering this storm, even after it seemed as if the storm had cleared up, but I was still in the storm. I don't know if you ever felt that way. The weather has cleared, the rain has stopped, the thunder and lightning has stopped, but you're still feeling the effects of the storm, so you're still going through as if you are in the storm itself. So people, if you're just now tuning in to the Diva Mag Show, we are talking about what is really going on. What is really going on in the world that we live in today and facing reality and dealing with it? But I do want to start out with a scripture reading, if y'all don't mind. I definitely, God is ahead of my life in my everything, and I hope and pray that He is for you too as well. Now, James 1 and 5 says, if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives generously to all without reproach, and it will be given to him. Now, again, you all, we're talking about what is really going on. Now, just on Sunday, as I was in church, and I don't know why I was thinking this, but I was thinking, what if someone walked in? Because I go into church, and the door is open at the church that I attend. It's a small church. But we definitely have a hallelujah good time, and we praise regardless of how many people, because the Bible says, well, there are two or three gathered in my name, know that I'm in the midst of it. So God is definitely in the midst of our fellowship and worship and praise. But while I'm sitting there in church, I said, what if somebody decided just to walk in and to shoot and kill everyone in here while you're praising God? So you go to the house of the Lord to praise and to fellowship with ones alike. And so on Sunday, as I'm thinking this, later on, I find out, still at church for a second service, that at least 26 people were killed near San Antonio between the ages of 5 and 72 years of age while fellowshipping and worshiping at church, when it has come to the point where you can't even go to the house of God to fellowship and worship without worrying about someone coming in and taking your life. What is really going on in this world? That in Las Vegas, that 58 people were killed and nearly 500 were hospitalized by one person who decided to go in and take these people's lives and hinder these people and disable these people. Let's talk about what is really going on. That we're really dealing with mental illness. And when I tell people we have to pray for people's mind, we have to pray for people's mind. But because people are out of their mind, you have to know that a person is not thinking clearly or not in their right state of mind to go in to do something so catastrophic, so unthinkable, they can't possibly be in their right state of mind. What is really going on? It's so much going on in this world that people are putting a blind eye to the reality of what we are truly facing right now here today. Even in our own families, where people, family members, husband and wives, children, mothers and daughters, fathers and sons, sons and sisters and brothers, are taking each other's lives, are turning on each other. What is really going on, and what are we really dealing with, and how do we deal with it? How can we overcome this very thing that is ailing our, not just our families, but our world that we live in? Even with the president that is supposed to be the head of the United States of America, what are we truly dealing with? And how do we begin to fight this thing when we don't keep it real to understand what we're fighting for? Who is the enemy? Why are we under attack? How do we begin to fight this battle if we don't face the reality of what it truly is? Because you cannot fight a battle. You can't fight a real battle with fake ammunition. You can't go into a fight, to a war, with a gun that has no ammunition to fight that battle. So how can you win? How can you begin to win? How can you be able to structure a format that's going to be able to be effective and to be able to go in and to make things happen for the good? We have to think about that. What is really going on in this world that people are turning the way that they are, while people are succumbing to the mental illness of the mind? How do we help? How do we begin to move forward? What steps do we need to take? How do we get there? First of all, we got to be able to face it head on by being real and understanding and seeking the truth of the matter. If you're just now tuning in to the Diva Max Show, we're talking about what is really going on. This show we're talking about, and we're expounding on the world that we're living in and the truth about it, what happens when we are faced with the reality while still focusing on the fantasy. Now, can we now truly differentiate between what's real and what's not anymore? People, we got to do something. I have to do something, making a change. We definitely have to look and seek God always, not only when we're going through something, not only when we're down on our luck, not only when our heart is broken, not only when our finances are not intact, not only when our health is declining, but we have to seek God always. When all is good, we still have to seek God always, because he is the answer, he is the truth, he is never fake. There's nothing fake about him, nothing at all. We have to get to the truth. We have to get to the root of it. When you get to the root of all things, you get to the truth of all things. And we just have to begin to get to the truth so that we can get the real, true answer of what the problem is and knowing what is going on in this world. How do we help one another? How do we catapult to the next level of this life in the right direction? How do we truly do that? We have to come together, and we have to understand what battle we are fighting and who our enemy is. And once we do that, we can properly understand that. The key word is properly. Properly, y'all. We can properly start getting the ammunition and the tools that we need, armor that we need to fight this battle. We can properly do that. And when we properly do that, meaning when I say properly, I mean truthfully and honestly do these things, we can start making a change in this world and get down to the root of the problem and start changing that problem into the answer. Because once we have a problem, we have to have an answer for the problem. So we need to have an answer for that problem so that we can continue in this world to grow and we can manifest into something beautiful and something that God can be pleased with, because right now God is not pleased by our actions and the way that we're living. So many people are losing their lives. So many people are not saved. So many people don't even know what direction to go into. Some people are lost, and we have to help people find their way. And you may be the main person. And a lot of times our leaders, they have problems. They're dealing with mental illness. They're putting on a facade day in and day out. Putting on just being someone or being something that they're truly not, or suffering in silence. There's so many of us, even myself, that are suffering in silence and still trying to help others, and at the same time helping ourselves. Because the thing is, if you don't tell anyone, how will they know if you're suffering in silence? We have to speak out. And people, when people reach out to you, when people speak to you about what they're going through mentally, please pay attention. Please don't put a blind eye or deaf ear to it. Please understand these people are calling out for help. Understand that this is real. This is not fake. Mental illness is a disease. It's a sickness, just like diabetes, high blood pressure, cancer, all of that. Heart disease, it's a mental illness. It is a disease that people are fighting on a daily basis just to try to live. That's why people are able to go in and commit a massacre as such, as on Sunday and in Vegas like they do, and then turn around and commit suicide, because these people are dealing with something that's beyond their own capability. They cannot. They cannot, and they have not, and that's why we continue to see this. And if we don't do something about it, we will continue to see more of this happening daily. We will see more of this happening. What do we do besides cry out and talk about it? We need to start making some moves. There need to be actions put in place. There need to be actions, people. We need to start putting things into place of helping these people. We can't shun them off and say, oh, you're just being crazy. No, these people are definitely dealing with a disease that is beyond their control, that will end up killing them and killing others, as we can see by the news that we are watching daily, that people are killing themselves and killing others. So not only is the disease killing them, it's killing other people at a rapid amount in a large quantity of people are dying, because these people are dealing with a disease that people have tend to be placed a blind eye to and a deaf ear to, because they don't want to deal with the reality of what it truly is, what is really going on. When we continue to see these things happening, but we want to continue to act like it's not happening, because it's not happening to us, because it's not our family, because it's not us that's enduring these attacks. But we have to do something about it, because it could be knocking at your front door next week. It could very well be you. It could very well be your friend. It could very well be your mother. It could very well be your sister, your brother, your cousin, your child. You just never know. We have to begin to do something about it right now, in this time, in this moment. What do we do, people? What do we do? What can we do? And all I can say is this: God be with us all. God help us all, because we can't do it by ourselves. We have to have God, because we can't touch any and everybody. We have to have God. We have to pray. We have to fast. We have to believe that things will get better. But we, as the people, we have to do something about it first, and understand that if we don't do nothing about it and we keep acting like it doesn't exist, then we're going to continue to see these things happening day in and day out. You all, I want to let you know this, that God is still God all day, every day. He's never changed, no matter what it is that we go through and what this world contingent on being and where it's going and where it's falling. So God is still God. And I just want to thank you all for tuning in to Diva Max Show. I'm back. And we're definitely going to be back here on next Monday at 5:30 p.m. with your ride home to work, as we continue to cover other topics here on the Diva Max Show. You all come out and see the next show. It's going to be November 25th, Thanksgiving weekend, Criminals in Christ. You definitely want to come see it. I'm going to set the place on fire. Just be ready for the heat. I love you. God bless you. Until then, tune back in next Monday at 5:30 p.m., your ride home from work. I'm Diva Max.